Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the fourth day of Christmas, December 28th, in the AIC seasonal video series, 12 Days of Christmas. The key word for today is compassion. On the Anglican Church calendar, December 28th is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. The scriptural basis for the Church's celebration of the Feast of the Holy Innocents is Matthew 2, verses 13 to 18. The story begins in verse 13. "Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek to destroy him.'" The illustration is an engraving, "The Flight to Egypt," an illumination in colored inks on paper attributed to the master of the Morgan Nativity narrative, made in the Netherlands around 1430 AD from manuscript additional 50005 in the collection of the British Library, London, England. Matthew tells us in verse 16 that King Herod was exceedingly angry when the news came to him that the wise men, or magi, who had heard of the birth of a child king and who had visited the nativity scene and worshipped the child and who had promised to tell him of the child's whereabouts, had returned home instead. Matthew reported in verse 13 that the wise men had been visited by angels in a dream and warned not to return to Herod. The artwork is a late 19th century opaque watercolor over graphite on gray wove paper by James Tissot from Tissot's Life of Jesus collection at the Brooklyn Museum. St. Matthew recounts in Matthew 2:16 that the enraged Herod set forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. The slaying is depicted in graphic detail in colored ink on parchment in the Codex Egberti, a gospel book made for Egbert, Bishop of Trier, between 980 and 993 AD at the Benedictine Monastery of St. Michael, Reichenau Island, Reichenau, Germany, and now in the collection of the Trier Library, Trier, Germany. The Feast of the Holy Innocents was celebrated widely in the Eastern Church and came into the Western Church calendar around the early 4th century. The event was described by the Roman poet Aurelius Clemens Prudentius. In the Church of England, the feast was also known as Childermass, when muffled peals of bells were rung to commemorate the death of so many innocents. Modern historians deny that any such event ever happened, but in the Church, the murdered children are considered saints and martyrs. Historical estimates of the number of deaths ranges widely, from a half a dozen by the modern Western skeptics, 14,000 by the Byzantine Church, 64,000 by the Syrian Church, and 144,000 in the Coptic Church. The illustration is a circa 16th or 17th century Russian Orthodox icon for the Feast of the Holy Innocents. In Matthew 2, verse 17, Matthew quotes Jeremiah 31:15, saying that the slaughter of the innocent sons of Israel fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah concerning Rachel's weeping for her children during her captivity in Babylon. "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more." The Christian virtue of compassion, originally called liberality, especially for those who suffer innocently, was first recognized in the Eastern Church by St. John Climacus, abbot of the monastery of St. Catherine Sinai, Egypt, in his 6th century book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. A similar list emerged in the Western Church during the rule of Gregory the Great as Bishop of Rome from 590 to 604 AD. The illustrations are, at left, a 13th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. John Climacus flanked by St. George and St. Blaise, and on the right, a stained glass window by F.X. Zettler at Stabroek, Belgium, depicting St. Gregory writing with the Holy Spirit as a dove speaking into his ear. The Christian virtue of compassion in the Western Church is a contrary virtue, meaning that it is the opposite of the vice of greed from the Western Church list of the seven deadly sins. Compassion in Christians arises directly out of the love God showed in sending his Son for our sake to be born as a boy child on Christmas Day. The kind of love from the Greek agape, which we celebrate on the first day of Christmas. As God loved us, his creation, in spite of our sinful ways, so we must love others. Jesus offered us insight in his answer to the question of which is the greatest commandment. After noting that the greatest commandment was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, he went on to say, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." These words became the summary of the law, added for the first time to prayer books in the first American prayer book of 1789. St. Luke in Luke 4, verse 1, said that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit before his temptation in the wilderness, and in Acts 7, verse 55, that St. Stephen the proto-martyr was, quote, full of the Holy Spirit. We might say that since we believe that the Holy Spirit comes into the hearts of the faithful through the sovereign grace of God, that we, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, should always be full of compassion for the suffering and for the sacrifice of others, especially the innocent and those unable to protect themselves. The Collect for the Feast of the Holy Innocents, revised for the 1662 Book of Common Prayer, reminds us and strengthens us. O Almighty God, who out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast ordained strength, and madest infants to glorify thee by their deaths, mortify and kill all vices in us, and so strengthen us by thy grace, that by the innocency of our lives and constancy of our faith, even unto death, we may glorify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. On this day, the fourth day of Christmas, December 28th, we should also remember and pray for those who in our time in the Holy Land and elsewhere in the world, especially Christians in Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, South Sudan, Kenya, and wherever they are under threat. The music is a keyboard arrangement of the traditional English carol, The First Noel. Please join us for the fifth day of Christmas, December 29th, when the key word is obedience. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.